From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Two Americans jailed in North Korea are now on a flight heading to Los Angeles, along with former President Bill Clinton, who won their release today in Pyongyang. NPR's Corey Flintoff has details.
Former President Clinton made an unannounced visit to Pyongyang to discuss the release of Yuna Lee and Laura Ling, two journalists who were arrested by North Korea in March. In June, a North Korean court sentenced the two women to 12 years at hard labor. The White House stressed that Mr. Clinton was acting as a private citizen, but critics say the high-profile visit just rewards North Korea for belligerent and erratic behavior. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.
57 Senate Democrats went to the White House today to discuss health care legislation. Some moderate and conservative Democrats have at times resisted President Obama's health care goals as much as Republicans. From the White House, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The Senate heads out on August recess on Friday, and despite some sizable differences within the party, Senate Leader Harry Reid promises that a health care bill will be enacted. He also criticized Republicans for orchestrating loud protests that have disrupted town hall meetings members of Congress have been holding in their districts.
The American people want health care reform, and we're going to do health care reform. In spite of the loud, shrill voices trying to interrupt town hall meetings and just throw a monkey wrench into everything, we're going to continue to be positive and work hard.
The White House also calls such protests manufactured. Republicans argue that they represent legitimate dissent and anger. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
A series of rocket attacks hit Kabul today. Flying glass wounded two people near the U.S. Embassy. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has more from the Afghan capital.
It's been fairly quiet here with the buildup to the elections. Security is extra tight, a lot more checks of cars and that sort of thing coming in and out of the city. And we've had very few attacks here in recent weeks. Having said that, the rocket attacks usually don't strike anything. They're apparently not very well aimed, or it's very difficult to aim them in any proper way. So while the Taliban claims that they were in fact targeting the embassy as well as the international airport and some other locations, that is something that the authorities discount.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Kabul. Australian police raided homes and made several arrests in Melbourne today, uncovering what they describe as a major terrorism plot. Melbourne's police chief says today's raids follow a 7-month investigation, which revealed plans to launch a suicide attack on a military base. Officials say those arrested are Australian citizens with links to a militant Islamic group in Somalia. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 33 points to close at 9,320. The Nasdaq climbed 2 points, closing at 2,011. This is NPR News. Consumer spending in June edged up for a second month in a row. The Commerce Department attributes part of the 0.4% rise in spending to higher gas prices. But at the same time, personal income fell 1.3%, the steepest drop in 4 years. Wages and salaries also fell 0.4% from May to June. The Securities and Exchange Commission has fined General Electric $50 million, charging the company misled investors. From member station WNPR, Harriet Jones has the story.
The charges relate to financial statements produced by GE in 2002 and 2003. According to the SEC, the way that GE accounted for hedging commercial paper and certain transactions at its rail unit intentionally violated securities law. An SEC spokesman described the company as bending the accounting rules beyond breaking point. Also in question were accounting for swap derivatives and the recording of profits on the sales of spare parts for jet engines, but regulators concluded in these cases the conglomerate was merely negligent. In paying a $50 million civil penalty, GE has not admitted or denied wrongdoing. The company said in a statement it had decided it was in its best interests and those of shareholders to resolve the matter. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Jones in Hartford.
The state of California has been ordered to release 44,000 prison inmates over the next 2 years. A federal panel of judges today said the state's tough-on-crime policies, without funding for additional prisoners, has brought California's prison system to the breaking point. The panel called conditions in some of the state's prisons horrific. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.